John James calls on Michigan Board of Canvassers to delay vote certification, investigate ballot counting. By Kyle Olson on November 20, 2020. Republican Senate candidate John James called on the Michigan Board of Canvassers to hold off certifying the election results during its meeting Monday, and recommended that the investigation of fraud allegations be extended for 2 weeks to provide a more complete review before certification. James challenged Democrat incumbent Senator Gary Peters. Unofficial results show Peters leading James by about 85,000 votes, or 1.5%, according to the Associated Press. The Republican asked to take until December 7 to investigate claims by dozens of observers who have filed affidavits alleging fraud, ballots being counted multiple times, and procedures not being followed during the counting process in Detroit. "I submit this request because I am interested in the truth and protecting the integrity of our elections," James said in his letter, calling for the group to fully audit the results. "Sometimes the truth takes time to surface, and it's rarely easy to get to. Time is the most valuable asset we have at this stage, and I ask that we take all the time reasonable and allowed, not to undermine our elections, but to improve them and boost public confidence in the results of the election," James said. State canvassers are scheduled to meet Monday, November 23, to consider certifying the results. County canvassers have already approved the results. "There was chaos in Wayne County, site of the contested counting in Detroit. We agree, the people of the state of Michigan deserve election outcomes that they can trust," James said. "In order to maintain that trust, the state owes both ballot access and ballot integrity. If both are not provided in balanced proportion, then the one side will always feel that they have not only lost but that they have been cheated. This is a danger to democracy." Canvassers initially voted 2-2 to certify the results, with the two Republicans opposed, the Detroit News reported. They then came under intense personal attacks from members of the public, many who launched accusations about the members' children and motives. The Republican members then rescinded their votes and certified the results. 2 days later, they attempted to change their minds again and withdraw their certification approval. President Trump is meeting with Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky on Friday afternoon. If the state canvassers decline to certify the results, that duty would then go to the state legislature. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.